Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
A celebration of the long history of the Red Wings, and it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, of course, Tony, and it's a once-in-a-century event, really, when you think about it, for fans of all ages, and this just doesn't happen every year, so it's a great opportunity for fans from all ages to come down and celebrate just a terrific 4 days, November 6th through 9th, at the Motor City Casino Hotel. Now, there's a lot going on. We've got over 50 former Red Wing players that will be attending. Some of them flying over across the pond to be here just for this event. Fans can get autographs from alumni. There's interactive experiences, historic exhibits, kids' activities for everybody, and Q&A sessions, too. And, you know, we'll have a watch party on November 7th when the Red Wings take on the Rangers at Little Caesars Arena, November 9th, that Sunday afternoon against the Blackhawks. And this is what I like the most, Tony. There's even a booth where you can call the play-by-play of a hockey game. So I'm really looking forward to that and seeing some future broadcasters having a lot of fun.
Well, Ken, you mentioned broadcasting. You have been part of the Red Wings organization now for more than 25 years. How much fun has it been to be a part of the history of this organization?
Well, it's great. As you know, Tony, I grew up in Detroit, and I've always been a Red Wing fan, and I know all about the history of this franchise. I really studied it over the years, tried to get to know some of the players, like Ted Lindsay and Gordie Howe. I've spoken to them in the past, Alex Delvecchio. And there's just so much history and tradition involved with this team over 100 years. Some great events that occurred throughout the course of the history of the Red Wings. And, of course, all those Stanley Cup victories, those are all special.
I looked at the list of the players who are going to be part of this Centennial Fan Fest, and it touches every single era of Red Wings hockey, which is incredible to see because, again, you talk about teams and you talk about their histories, but this is living history right here with some of these guys that are going to be here.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, Nick Lidstrom's going to come over, and you've got Danny DeKeyser from the new era, Darren McCarty, Joey Koser. I mean, you've got all kinds. Sergei Fedorov's going to be there, and of course, Sergei's going to have a big night on January the 12th when he gets his number 91 race to the Raptors at Little Caesars Arena, so it'll be good to see Sergei there. It's just going to be a fantastic event and something that fans won't want to miss, and you know, we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. Again, it's November 6th through 9th, and you know, it'll be an opportunity for fans to get up close and personal with some of the players that are coming in and also interact with all the interactive experiences as well.
Ken, one of the signature events of this is going to be 100 Years of Hockey Town at the Fox Theater on Saturday, November 8th. And that looks like a lot of fun, hosted by Ken Daniels. But again, a number of Red Wings players are going to be there, and it's going to be a lot of storytelling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a rare opportunity, a behind-the-scenes journey into Hockey Town history, Tony. And, you know, there's going to be music, there's going to be video, there's going to be lots of storytelling. And favorite memories. I'm sure that some of the fans, Sergei Fedorov's going to be there, and he's going to talk about the Russian Five, former coaches, Dave Lewis and Barry Smith. They'll be there talking about the Russian Five, too. The 25 years the Red Wings made the playoffs in a row, which is kind of a record. And, you know, also Fight Night at the Joe, and fans are still talking about that years and years later. So, you know, Darren McCarty will be there talking about that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, tickets are available at the Red Wings website under the Centennial ad. So, you know, they're going fast. Make sure you get there. Get to the website. Get your tickets for a fantastic night at the Fox Theater November the 8th.
Ken, is it fair to say that Fight Night at the Joe is probably the number one memory Red Wings fans have of the team?
Well, you know what? I think you're right, Tony. And, you know, I think back to the old Olympian. I was fortunate enough, old enough, I guess you could say, to see some games over there. But back in the day, they used to have fights at Olympia, you know, prize fights. Joe Louis, who we all know here in Detroit, was one of the greatest boxers ever, used to fight at the old Olympia. But now you're talking about a big brawl that took place between the Avalanche and the Red Wings back in 1997 that fans still talk about today. So, yeah, a lot of history involved, and it's always fun to relive those memories for sure.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.